The Man Who Escaped, Episode 13.
Fletcher got on a freight train going to St. Louis. However, he thought that the police might search the train in Jefferson City, so he jumped off before it got there. A truck driver gave him a ride, and he got to St. Louis at daybreak. He went to an apartment house on 7th Boulevard. When he rang apartment 412, a woman answered and immediately recognized his voice.
John Kincaid was a very worried man. His hand was shaking when he picked up the phone and dialed. He waited nervously.
Where is he?
He asked himself impatiently. Finally, a voice answered.
Yes. Who is it?
The voice sounded sleepy.
Hooper? This is John.
Kincaid said quickly. The man at the other end was angry.
What's the matter with you, Kincaid? Why are you calling me at this hour? Do you have any idea what time it is?
Hooper, wait. I've got a good reason. They haven't caught Fletcher yet. He's still free.
I know that.
The man answered coldly.
I can't sleep, Hooper. I've been thinking about Fletcher all night.
Then Kincaid almost screamed into the phone.
What are you going to do about it, Hooper? What are you going to do?
Hooper answered calmly.
What do you think we're going to do? We're going to kill him.
You're helping a man who escaped from prison,
Fletcher said. They were getting into the car.
You could get into a lot of trouble, you know.
The young woman looked at Fletcher and smiled, but said nothing.
Everybody thinks I'm a dangerous spy,
Fletcher continued.
But I don't think so,
she said finally. Fletcher was silent for a few minutes. Then he said,
You're the only person who believed I was innocent. That's why I asked you for help.
But you won't tell me how I can help you,
she said.
Oh, sure, I'll drive you to Chicago. But then what? What's in Chicago? What's this all about? Tell me what I can do.
Fletcher hesitated for a minute.
You can help me find the real spies,
he answered slowly.